Welcome guys to another episode of Monday Night Live, and this is the only way to drive out Monday blues. Kama kawa kama dawa. Eric Okabi, Eric with the CK,
and Ibrahim Toloi, Ibrahim with an IB. Eric,
leo topic ya leo kwanza ni a continuation of last time.
Yes.
A very, very, very interesting topic. Yes. But before we talk about that, highlights of the week.
Highlights of the week, Wakabi. Kwanza, there is a rant you did. Or we did.
Unajua, kukiwa na noma, Ibra, secludes me. Inakuwa ni mi peke yangu niko kwa noma. Lakini ni ukweli, kuna rant tulisema.
Yes, there's a rant we did and guys are not happy. Guys are not happy, my friend. The owners of the industry are not happy.
But you see... I think time has come to stop this cabalism. These cabals.
The owners of the industry are not happy. We will discuss the owners later on. Watch us tupatie tu kwanza content.
Yeah.
Tuambie what interesting thing are we looking forward to this week?
Kesho ni kesho ama ni kesho kutwa?
It's kesho kutwa.
The Toyota Allion is coming.
Yes. Watu wameulizia sana Toyota Allion.
Watu wameulizia Allion. Tunajaribu kuambia ni hii gari ni premium.
Wamekataa.
So tukasema wacha tulete
review ya Toyota Allion. So on Wednesday we are looking at the Toyota Allion.
Yes.
And most importantly, what are the key elements of that review? What are we trying to look at?
The key elements of in that review are basically value for money.
Yes.
Why should you buy a premium when you have an Allion? Because personally, I've never understood why the Allion is cheaper.
Yes.
Or the premium is more expensive.
Ajua tu wa premium wakupendi sana. Eh. So today, as we warm up into the show, nimekuwa pale kwa majamaa Volvo. Kuna group ya Volvo, wanaitonga V-O-C-K. Volvo owners, whatever. I am proud to be part of. Umesema bwana Okabi. You need to respect the brand. Bro, unasema gari kuna plastics. You know me, I'd avoided saying it has plastics.
But it does.
Until you came. But guys were happy. Some of them did not take it lightly that you call their cars Fords.
But it is true. Nimedanganya.
Hapana.
Iyo ni Ford.
Ni ukweli na ni Ford.
Iko boost.
Na ni ukweli. So umesema waende watoke kwa group ya Volvo.
Waingie kwa Ford owners.
Ama wanaweza koshare.
Wanaweza koshare.
Wanaweza kuwa members.
Mataa wanaweza kuwa nunua kwa Volvo group. Lakini engine components, gearbox, waende pale kwa wasi wa Ford.
But there is an interesting thing because for me, I'm of the idea if they look at it positively, if they are smart enough, wambile siliku nataka kuambia, they will realize that whatever you said is more of a compliment
than... You know,
Tell them why.
You know, if you told me that my car was based on a Toyota Premium, I would be very happy.
Mm-hmm.
I would be very happy.
Why?
Because I'm getting parts cheaper. For instance, the 2010 to around 2012 Volvos, most of them, the S40, S40 was discontinued in 2012 or 2010, around there. That car was basically a Mazda Axela. Kila kitu, even that 2-liter engine from Volvo, it was basically an MZR. Kweli uongo.
To make it worse, it is one of the generation here of Volvo S40 that is recommended not to buy.
But the gearbox, on the other hand, the gearbox was very bad. The engine was of that Volvo.
Yeah, yeah. The S40.
The Icene one.
Yes.
It had a very bad rollback.
Yeah, yeah.
Unakumbuka kama yule madam, ule...
Oh, the V50, the S40, they share the same gearbox.
Yes.
Kwanza yu V50 ni kuni.
But sasa V50 ni station wagon, yeah? So they are, okay, let's just be honest. Eh?
Yes.
Just like the way Audi guys... do not like being told they buy VW parts, but
they
are VWs.
True. In fact, if I was smart enough, if I owned a Volvo 60, rather than buying an oil filter, Volvo, and ndauziwa pesa mob.
Nunua Mazda.
Akinunua ya Mazda, atauziwa pesa cheap.
Exactly.
And it will still do the same thing. Okay, the same way, so I know, you know, we know this, that Volvo spark plugs are being made by Bosch.
By Bosch, yes.
So rather than going to buy an original branded Volvo spark plugs, just get a genuine Bosch. na mashara atakwambia hiyo kitu iko shambamba.
Lakini sasa you see, because people do not want also look at it this way. Unaona wase wa Mazda CX-5. Mm. Do you know that those CX-5s actually you can use a Mitsubishi air cleaner on them?
Ah.
That goes for 500 shillings
and it works fantastic.
It works fantastic. Lakini watu lazima uende ununue air cleaner ya 2500 ndio tujue uko na Mazda CX-5.
Ioneshwe Mazda original part.
Exactly.
Let's get into it, Wakabi. It's a good opener. What naona wame psych up.
Eh,
naona it's just Boni yako pale. Kuna jamana itua it's Taina 254. Ako pale Brano Chieng.
Na Samuel N. Ameongea kuhusu something very interesting.
Yes.
There is a screenshot walking around.
Yes.
Or trending.
Yes.
About guys. Leo tunataja majina. Mm. Somebody inquiring from Subaru Kenya about the gearbox of a Subaru Outback BS9.
Yes.
BS9. Okay, that gearbox was quoted at 1.3 million.
Yes.
What people do not understand, that's a brand new gearbox.
Yes.
It's not a Mutumba gearbox.
True.
That's a brand new gearbox. Yes. If you try to buy a brand new Toyota Premio gearbox, what's the rough figure?
Ulikuna niambia something around 800.
Ukipata quote kutoka kwa local dealer ni kaa so 8.
Hey!
Ukienda pale Kirinyaga Road iko pale 70.
Toyota parts are cheap. Hey!
But you see, those are brand new parts.
Exactly. But now, look at it this way. The European gang says sisi hatunanga vitu used, sisi tunabuy genuine, sisi tunabuy original, hata kama ni kuimport tunaimport vitu original, so they are priced higher. So can we literally say, Wakabi, in a fact finding mission, that if you were to buy genuine brand new Toyota parts, some of them might cost more than even the European counterparts?
Have you ever tried to inquire the cost of a brand new DSG gearbox?
No. What I know is there's a guy who imported the DSG gearbox of the Tiguan.
Uh-huh.
Not the Tiguan, the Touran.
Yeah.
Hey! God is good, oh. Let's get into it. Okay, so as usual, we are going to start with categories.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So tunaanza chini, tukisonga juu.
The cars that are very unpleasant, or yes, the cars that you will not want to buy in 2023.
The least desirable.
Least desirable. Actually,
best with reasons.
Yeah, reasons. Mm. And the biggest reason will be reliability.
Yes.
Cost of maintenance,
mm-hmm,
and also price point.
Yes. And away from that, the fourth one, Wakabi, is also the personalities that want to own these cars.
Exactly.
The idea that I have, let's say, 1.5 mic, just because I have 1.5 mic, it does not give me the guarantee to just own any car. You have to understand who you are, what you are strong in, the cost of ownership, the experience of ownership before you buy that car.
And one thing I'll want to tell guys before we get to these cars.
Yes.
You know, there is this thing that dealers tell people.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, pana hii gari si mbaya. Ni watu wanaongea vibaya.
Watu in quotes.
Conversations. Let me tell you, when they smoke, there is fire.
Yes.
You remember, guys were saying, there's a time that guys were actually being told that those Toyota D4 engines are not good.
Yes.
Watu wakaenda kule Facebook kwa groups fulani fulani wakaanza kuambiwa hapana, they have been used for 8 years.
Mm.
We
mbona ikikuja tu hapa itakuwaje na shida? Gari imekimbia Japan miaka 8.
Same case with Nissan gang.
Yes.
Wasewa Nissan X-Trail T32.
Mm.
Wanaambiwa hapana, that's just prejudice. Boss, unajua ni ngapi zimelala?
Mm. Wanasema agenda must agent.
Wanasema agenda must agent. Wewe na wewe na agenda ku agent. Remember these guys, you see, you know na hizi gari zote kuni.
Yes.
These what do we call them? I'm trying to look for a name that will not sound very harsh.
Yes.
Is it Rogeo? See, these cars.
Bakuli.
Bakuli. Dealers make good money from them.
Yes.
Especially used car dealers.
Mm.
Like for instance, there's a lady I know who went to buy a Nissan X-Trail T32.
Yes.
Akaambiwa ataka kaji compass si kabaya. Unajua jeep ni ya US.
Unapeana siri. Wakabi, tuanzie
chini.
Super minis
ni magari madogo.
Yes.
Pale.
Mm, najua there are young guys, there are people who are, you know, wamambiwa. They have the vision, they have the dream that when I get 1.3 mic, kuna tugari naona
tunakaa tuzuri appealing.
Eh, sasa, so ni nini tuanzie wapi, which one?
First of all, yes. I want to put this as not that you should not buy this car.
Yes.
But it's more of a disclaimer.
Yes.
And this car is going to really integrate,
yes,
the larger brand.
Yes.
And that car is the Mazda Demio Diesel.
1.5
liter.
Sky Active.
Haya. Aka gari kako very powerful na kako very economical.
And kana kama
mzuri. Na kana kama mzuri sana. And guys are being told, is it them use a diesel si mbaya? Mm. Look, they are not bad cars.
Yes.
They are fun to drive.
Yes.
They handle like a dream.
Yes.
But remember,
they look marvelous.
But if you are driving a Mazda Demio Diesel,
yes,
there are things you should know.
Yes.
Number one, service intervals, if you're in Kenya, 5,000 kilometers. Whether you're using synthetic oils.
Yes.
And remember, you cannot use non-synthetic oil on a Mazda Demio.
You cannot.
Secondly, we know we have, once you buy that car, you need to do a DPF delete.
Yes.
Do we kit, you know, to
palatable for use.
Yes, in this country of ours.
It's actually the only car that you have to deal with issues before it fits into the Kenyan roads.
Exactly.
So kama wewe ni mtu mwenye, and it cuts across, I think it cuts across all the diesel Mazdas.
Mm. And people say that sometimes we misjudge Mazdas.
No.
But trust you me, this has been a global problem.
Yes.
From 2012, we had the Mazda CX-5s, Mazda, the KE series, the Mazda Axela diesel, and that was an actual diesel recall for Mazdas. Maybe yes. Mbugua can put up that screenshot of those recalls.
Yes.
One of them was by the sources is from Reuters.
Yes.
The renowned news channel.
Yes.
There is also one from still another Japanese moto something that deals with recalls. There is also one from Japanese motor vehicle. What is of Tizoda Serikali? They take things very seriously.
Yes.
So those
they
problems.
They publish them so that they won. The bias.
Exactly.
And you remember we had a very tough discussion about these cars on our previous Monday Night Live, where we discussed about the Dieselgate.
Mm.
And if you look at the years where this recall happened, from 2012 to around 2015.
And 2016
and
as
2016
well. There was another recall for 2016 Mazda diesels.
Yes. Again. That is when, understand, like kulikuwa na watu wana cheat emissions. There was a lot of shortcuts on the OEM parts of these cars that meant them as equal reliable.
Yes, so you see,
coupled with our diesel, and our oil pia, oil yetu
mbwakini,
kwanza ni mingi ni mbwakini.
Eh, exactly.
That's the truth. Even from reliable petrol stations, you know, you still buy bad petrol.
Bad oil. Mm. And you see, it's so worrying that even today if I was to drive to a petrol station, I would be worried about the quality of oil I'm buying.
You're right. So now, the reason why we think this car is undesirable to buy in 2023 is best with the fact that you have to, one, make some modifications.
We are talking about the word go.
The Mazda
Demio
1.5, the Atenza 2.2,
the CX-5, CX-5
diesel, the CX-8.
The CX-8.
I don't know, the CX-9, the diesels, see?
I have not seen many CX-9s around.
And that brings the question, Wakabi. And I've been asking you this question for the last 1 year. Why is it that none of our local brand new dealers, having known that the demand for Mazda diesel is high, hakuna mwenye anauza Mazda diesel? I need to understand why. And because this one reflect to the bigger picture so that these guys can understand why these cars should not be touched.
Exactly. So part of the reason is, you know, these guys, our local, in as much as they overcharge us for so many things,
yes,
our local dealers, yes, who sell zero mileage cars, yes, they do their research very well.
Mm.
Number one, they know our quality of fuel.
Yes.
Number two, they also know climate manenos.
Definitely.
They also, they have to put all that into consideration. Because remember, they sell cars with warranties.
Yes.
I don't want to sell Ibrahim a car that he will bring back before the warranty elapses.
In fact, they can be sued.
They can be sued.
What you're referring to is actually liability.
It's liability.
They also do a feasibility study on the amount of liability in case they sell a product X to the market.
Exactly.
And that is the main reason why none of them will touch any diesel car, especially these sedans,
hatchbacks, crossover SUVs.
Hakuna. Tuoneshe mmoja.
Haya, CMC hakuna anauza. And kuna hata Mazda Tenza ameuzia serikali. And they look so nice.
Yes.
And Axelas. Mm. But they don't have any diesel ones.
No.
Haya. Unaona, see, they are the Mazda dealers.
Yes.
Let's look at guys like Caetano.
Mm-hmm.
Wale wa Kia.
Hey, wa Hyundai.
Wa Hyundai. They, mm. Do they have any diesel crossover SUVs? Haya, who else? Nani mwingine?
Nissan.
Nissan.
Nissan Kenya.
They do not. No, they do not even stock, touch diesel. They don't even touch those diesel crossovers. They
will never.
They'll never. And then there is. I'm going not to mention names here.
Yes.
But I was having a chat with one of the marketing guys from one of the leading zero mileage guys in the country.
Yes.
And there was a product they launched, but the lifeline was very. It was very short lived.
Yes.
So the mother dealer could not supply cars to them because of our fuel.
Ah.
Because their mother dealer, according to the laws of where they are, they cannot make cars that are beyond lower than Euro 6.
Euro 6.
Us, before then, they were supplying us the same model that was Euro 4.
Ah.
So it became uneconomical.
You're right.
For the mother dealer to have a specific some specific cars that are Euro 4.
Basically, it's like they were requesting the mother dealer to create substandard cars of the same version to sell to Kenyans.
To sell to Kenyans.
And those guys were like, no.
No.
It's not going to happen.
Yes. So you sort yourself with your fuel issues.
Yes.
And your engine oil issues.
Yes.
Then we will talk.
Yes.
So these are things that are actually happening, and it's very unfortunate that most guys are actually very ignorant
about it.
Yes,
true, Okabi. I get it, and I understand. You know, most of the times, you've done physics. Eh?
Yes,
you know that when you have action, there's always reaction.
A reaction,
and the pushback that you always get, and that's why we made a solid choice as Conversations to be your trusted car consultants. That we will not sell cars.
We will not sell cars.
Because when you start selling cars, then your view of those cars changes because it becomes more of monetary.
Yes.
It changes from being objective. And I can tell you for a fact, 90% of the guys who will vilify us, they sell cars.
They sell cars. They sell cars.
If you find guys who buy those cars and use them, we have so many chats. Nivenye tutaki ku share.
Kui privacy man.
Last Monday Night Live, we had a guy who had a Mazda Demio 1.5D.
Na akasema imemsumbua.
Imemfanyia yo maneno. And so many other guys. Understand? But still, agenda must agent. Let me put it back to them. Because they must sell.
Yes.
Fantastic. I think we've settled the matter of Mazda's Demios.
Yes.
We will not touch that issue again. If you buy it, as long as you know how to deal with it, as long as you know how to do those all of things, because pia kuna mechanics yondo hustle yao. So we understand.
We understand. Yeah. Kuna wase, hizo Mazda kuharibika ni hustle yao.
So tutaki, ni kama tu venye unaweza sema msea kidedi, kuna mochariz.
Kuna mochari, so, kuna coffee maker.
In fact, wase wa mochari wanaon mochari, ni adui sana wa mapastor, wanafanyanga miracle za kuamsha wase. Because then, wanaua bees.
Wanaua bees, man.
Wana kill bees. Tusonge gari ya pili. So I hope...
Now that you have said that.
Yes.
How does a mortician...
Yes.
Or a coffin maker...
Yes.
Pray in the morning. Manzee, God, job iko down. Na wewe pale, unaomba manzee huyu msee wetu mgonjwa.
Apone. So it's actually the two sides of the same coin.
Exactly.
Pia msewa mochari akipata biz mob anasema God amemkumbuka.
Amemkumbuka, amembless.
Na msewa mwenye amepona pia akitoka kadini akitoka hosi anasema God
amembless.
So this is the same issue with Mazda.
The Mazda diesels.
Yes. With that. So we tell you these are not the right.
So we have Mazda morticians.
Yes.
And
we have guys who their business is selling the holy water. the coffee makers na kufufua. And we are the guys who
who tell you the truth.
Yeah.
We are not pastors. I would not want to be a pastor Mbugwa in the first place.
Mm.
But anyway, let's go to the second car before watu wa catch.
Watu watushike matai.
Yeah.
Watu wameisha huku bwana. Eh? So tusonge mbele Okabi.
Yes.
Car number 2. I'm looking at what we call the Peugeot 208.
Peugeot 208.
Super minis.
Peugeot si gari mbaya. It is only that most people misunderstand that car.
Yes.
It is not a car I would call for a person who is not experienced na driving.
Okay.
Because it has what we call a semi-automatic robotized gearbox.
Yeah, true.
So most people who have 208s, they buy them, they experience jacking, then what do? They take them to issues. They start fixing issues that are not that are non-existent. Because that jacking is it's how the gearbox is designed. It was not the best gearbox design.
Yes.
That we have to agree. And in fact, Peugeot rectified that gearbox from 2017.
Yes.
So from 2017, you no longer have that robotized gearbox on the 208.
Yes.
So basically, nilisikia sijui kuna mse, sijui wapi, sijui Koroisambu, anaenda, anapunguza gaps, sijui za clutches.
Interesting.
You know,
Jamaa,
anaenda anafungua gearbox ya 208, ana reduce hizo gaps za clutches. You know, the person who designed that gearbox knew what they were looking for. They were looking for a vehicle that is fun to drive.
Yes.
But unfortunately, the people who buy that car are mostly entry level.
Entry level, yeah. So it is them. We had scenarios where watu wamechange plugs.
Wamechange hadi plugs. But anakuambia bado ina jack. And ndio maana unaonanga the gear shifting mechanism for the 208.
Yes.
It does not have PDs, do you what?
Yeah, yeah.
You only park that car in neutral.
You're right. With a handbrake.
With a handbrake. So now ukisahau ukose kuvuta handbrake inaingia gari nyingine.
Ah, haraka sana.
Haraka upesi, mapema ndio best.
Yeah. So what would be the incentive or the advice around the Peugeot 208?
The Peugeot 208.
It is undesirable only if
Yes, you do not understand the car.
Yeah.
But if you understand the car,
I think it's a car you can live with.
It's economical on fuel. But if you can get it in manual configuration.
Ah, fantastico.
That one will be a good car.
Ah, fantastic.
It'll be a very good car. We have not said it's bad.
Yes.
Only that if you're thinking of buying a Peugeot 208, can you first of all test drive one, then decide if you can live with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the most common problems will be the transmission.
The transmission.
Because you'll find people fixing an unbroken transmission because they feel it's broken.
It's broken, yes.
Because they do not understand that it came out of the factory like that.
Mm.
Sawa sawa?
Yeah.
Iyo eko shambamba swafi kabisa. Songe mbele.
Yeah.
This one is going to be nice. The Audi A1.
Wee. Audi A1.
Rajoy na Audi uko na love and hate relationship.
If you give me an SQ5... I would take it. If I have the money right now, I would buy an SQ5 any day.
Fantastic.
Like, it's just a Audi A1.
Because I'm looking at an Audi A1, I'm putting it in a category where these are guys who want the thrill of owning an Audi, but they cannot afford the real
Audis. The real Audis.
It's just like the guys who buy the Polos.
The Polos. They
actually want to own a VW. But budget kidogo
ina constraint. A
budget na wao ni kama Raila na nini fund. Na hustlers fund. So endelea. Audi A1,
I would say it is trendy. It looks nice.
Yes,
it's basically a VW Polo.
Yeah,
but it's not the perfect car for a first time car owner.
True,
it is not. It is very good in the short run.
Yes.
But once you kick in 100,000 kilometers, hapo ndipo maneno inaanza.
Hapo ndo una separate chaff from usiju unga.
Ile kuna sema kanga Yesu akikuja anafanya nini? Ata separate nini? Lakini pia Yesu naye ni mtu wa ajabu. Unajua ni kwa nini?
Achana na Yesu.
Acha nikwambie because you see the way we are separating good cars from bad cars.
Yes.
Unajua Yesu akitoka hapa alituambia ameenda kujenga mahali utaenda kuishi.
Yes.
Bali hata Yesu atuambiangi progress.
Inaweza
kuwa Naweza kuwa alienda akajenga akaona ziko fiti sana.
Akaamua kubanja.
Akaamua hawa si hata sitawapatia hizi nyumba. Nitawarentisha hizi nyumba. So I think we don't know kama alienda kwa mkono wa kulia wa baba ama alienda kujenga. So pia Yesu anafaa tupatiange feedback once in a while.
Kabile bagura utaka ni vipi. But unajua sisi we are an extension of the gospel. Yes. Only that ours is on cars.
On cars. Yes. The kanisa.
Yes. Mm. As you always tell them.
Exactly.
Kasisi.
Kasisi.
So Audi A1.
Audi A1.
Most problems that you encounter are normal problems with Audi.
With Audi and VW.
Yes.
Especially at 100K.
Yes. The reason why it is in this group, it's significantly because most of the time when you're buying these cars, you're actually importing used cars.
Used cars.
So if you are buying an Audi A1, what is the most important advice or capital you can give out?
Low mileage.
Get it in low mileage.
Low genuine mileage.
Extremely low.
Extremely low.
Yes.
Kama yo kitu mepita 60.
Eh, wachana na.
Wachana na, bro. Mm. Eh.
Bure utapigwa.
In fact, we were having a conversation.
Kama ule jama wa Tanzania, naituwa jule.
Ule.
Mandonga. Yes.
We were talking about, we had a client today and we talked about yes. biting the bullet.
Yes.
So if you buy an Audi A1, you yes. must be ready to bite the bullet. So if you're not ready to bite the bullet,
achana na.
Achana.
Songembele Okabi.
Yes.
I think those are the only cars we feel they feature in the super minis.
Yes.
Hizo zingine, you can buy them. Mm-hmm. The only problem ni kwamba ni bei iko.
Yeah.
Pale juu. Can we move to the second category?
Yes, let's move to the second category.
Let's talk
category.
About sedans, wagons and hatchbacks. Hey, hapa kuna mamba. So I will skip the first car because you already dealt with.
Yes.
The Mazda Tenza.
The Mazda Tenza. You have to deal now.
So let me introduce the first culprit. On this one, I will go with category of price.
Price, yes.
And this is the Toyota Premio.
Yeah, actually, this is a very interesting car to be in this list.
Yes.
But I don't understand.
Tell us, Wakabi. Kasisi, tuambie.
It's very hard to understand. You know, there are three people you cannot advise.
Yes.
Number one is somebody who is in love.
I agree.
Number two.
I wish there is some bugwa. You understand?
Yes. Somebody who is in love. Yes. You cannot advise them.
I wish.
Number two is a Toyota Premio owner. Or aspiring owner.
You Enfielder.
Enfielder.
In conjunction.
Number three ni watu wa Mazda. Lakini.
Yeah, Mazda nafikiri wametusikia.
Wametusikia sasa.
Wanakuanga wangua na wajama. Siwa baya sana.
Siwa baya sana. Turudi hapa kwa watu wa premium.
Awa premium kuna shida.
You know,
yes.
You go spend 2.something million on a car. Yes, the premium is reliable.
Very.
Very reliable. But apart from that, what do you get from that car?
Nothing.
And you spend 2.something million on it.
I'm still wondering, Okabi.
Unajua,
wacha nikuambie mimi, I'll tell you for a fact. I have never understood the phenomenon. Do you know, there is a guy I know who bought a Premio 240, sold it, went bought a Premio Nyoka, used it for 2 years, sold it, went and bought a Premio 260. Sasa sahia nangoja Premio gine. Mimi namuuliza, wewe, nini, why?
Sasa si unafaa mwambia Premio ilikuwa discontinued.
Nafikiri hiyo ndo siku atacha. By the way, the good news is...
The Premio...
Meangia mali. We are back, Bugwa. Sawa. So where were we, Okapi?
You're telling me about the Premio.
The Premio. No, it... I've never understood.
Why would you buy a Premio for 2.something million?
Yes.
When you can buy a subcompact crossover or even a sedan that is, you know.
Let's demystify what a Premio is, Okabi. I want to ask a question and then you answer me.
Yes.
Does the Premio run the same engine that is in the Allion?
Yes.
Does it run the same transmission that is in the Allion?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Does the Premio have the same engine that is or could be found in the Avensis?
Yes.
Does it run the same transmission? What an endeleo Okabi. Does the Premio have the same engine in the Axio?
Some of them. The 1.5 liter
yes.
have the same engine in the Allion.
Yes. Mm. And the same transmission.
And you see, even the Allions that are 1800cc yes. share the same engine with the Premio.
Stop there, Okabi. Let us proceed. Does it share the same, how do we call it? Toyota design language in terms of tech. Utapata the same radio. Interior ni the same.
Kwanza radio lazima uweke most of the times.
Kwa sababu inakujanga mbaya.
Inakuja mbaya, lazima uongeze speakers.
Okay. Why are they buying the Premio?
You see, sometimes, you see, now, this is where my people from the mountain and our watu wengine wa North Rift.
I think that's a curse between the two guys.
Nyinyi wa mountain. Kwanza ukienda upate iko na vitamba.
Ai. Ni kama wenye wanasemanga ukienda upate msichana msudanis mrefu analeta ngombe mingi.
See now.
The taller the girl,
the more the cows.
So what and one nyumba and, the premium that has vitamba. The more beautiful.
To see exclude wale watu wengine.
Ni sawa.
Eh.
Wasiwachamge.
Wasiwachamge
pia. Eh, kwanza unasikia wananunua cash money.
Oh, cash. Alafu wao juu kubagi.
Ah. No wonder watu watanunua magari mwaka bwana. So we are there.
Yes.
We are there. So the premium is on this list specifically because of the
price.
In comparison to the value that it offers against the competitors in the market.
Exactly. Because we are looking at the Honda Accord.
Mazi.
Better than the Premio and cheaper. Mazda Atenza petrol.
You have forgotten to say it's as reliable as the Premio.
Yes, Mazda Atenza petrol.
Yes.
Good looking car.
Fantastic.
Very reliable. Alafu mtu tuwe kwa hiyo gari ingine.
Tusonge mbele.
Tusikasirike hapo.
Turudi side ingine. Golf variant stroke Golf 1.2.
1.2 TSI.
Yes.
Okay, you see, now the 1.2 TSI, first of all, that engine is overpowered.
Yes.
It's overwhelmed, so it's not likely to spend, you know, to spend a lifetime.
Shelf life yake ni short.
Ni very short.
Kama music career nani.
Wacha.
Ilikuwa na rhyme, bro.
you're throwing bombs. You can't cut your internet. Anyway. Okay. That engine is overpowered.
Yes.
So it does not last long.
Yes.
Secondly, we have the VW problems.
Yes.
Misfires, carbon deposits. Ukifikia pale 100,000 hell breaks loose.
Yes.
But it's hard also to get to 100K.
Timing guides na babab.
Yeah, with a 1.2 TSI. Yes. 1.4 TSI, sawa, 1.2 TSI.
That is if you're lucky to get to 100.
If you're lucky, yes. On the same
because
engine.
Because most of the cars we've seen, pale auto clinic, ni imelima pistol.
Imelima, unapata imekusalimia ya kuambia wagwan popcorn.
Especially if you're trigger happy na accelerator ako.
Exactly.
Definitely.
So I think that one we settled with VW problems.
Exactly. And the variant is worse because it's bigger.
It's bigger, it's heavier.
1.2 variant
chorea. Chorea, chorea.
Unaweza jaribu ka golf kafupi yaka, but still...
Hakata taishi sana.
So they would rather give it a try on the 1.4 kwenda juu.
Yes.
They'll get at least a better
lifeline.
Not the best, but at least a better option.
Those 1.2 TSIs.
Yes.
We are not.
Na history 1.2, it's just not on the VW. I think it cuts across most of cars. Eh?
Most cars.
Whatever. Automakers wanafanya sai where they downsize the engine and then they give it more power.
Mm.
It is causing problems.
A lot of
even
problems.
On the Mercedes, by the way.
Blue efficiency, man.
Yes. Hata kupita hapo kuna kangine kanaitwa kakona 1.6. You know, there's an E-Class, an E200.
And people
do not know this thing, by the way. There's a E200 with a 1.6.
With a 1.6.
Liter.
Then there is the 1.8.
Yes, that's the blue efficiency.
The blue efficiency. And then there's a 2 liter.
Ukizifungua mbele uzipack hivi. A normal guy will not know the difference. I can tell you for a fact. And you know, and unfortunately with cars like Mercedes, you know this for a fact that it's easy to change the badge. You just saw an E350 that is actually
Wacha ni wachapie story ya weekend. We went to do a pre-purchase inspection.
Yes.
Mimi nikienda, I'm sure I'm going to inspect an E350.
Yes.
And the price tag was too good to be true.
Definitely.
Mi kuenda napata gari ni safi. Then, nikaona wacha tufungue engine.
Yes.
Kufungua unapata na 4-cylinder.
Ta. Imekuangalia.
Iyo niangalia tu.
E350 metoka wapi.
Then I'm asking the guy selling.
Yes.
You, dude, these, if I'm not wrong, this must be an E200.
Yes.
Ambia, no, this is an E350. Yata imeandikwa. Ambia, bana, E350.
Si kuandikwa
bana. E350 ni V6. And this is how guys get duped.
True.
Wewe uliona tulienda kuona Prado TX. Imewekwa budget TXL.
Kama kawa. hata VXL imekuwa
hata VX na VXL.
If you're not keen, you'll never tell the difference.
You'll never tell the difference.
That's why you need to hire professionals
for your pre-purchase inspection. Job.
Songa mbele wa kabi. Kuna gari moja hapa, si common sana, lakini zile ambazo ziko, tumeziona, zini vibakuli.
Vibakuli kabisa.
Zimekaa juu ya mawe. Na if you are thinking or you are planning to buy these cars, stay, they are a million kilometers away from them. You talk about the Ford Mondeo, Ford Fiesta, and the family alongside that.
Ford Mondeo, Ford Fiesta, Ford Cougar, Ford Focus. You know, they say Ford means... forget or repair daily.
I'll tell you for a fact, bro. I have never understood the Americans with their cars. Let me ask you. Do you know of any reliable car from America that is in the Kenyan market?
No. Even in the American market.
Even in their own market.
Even in their own market.
Akagari, I can tell you, there's a friend who called us. You remember? It was, I think, partly last year.
It was last year.
Yes. And they were looking at importing. So that Eka Ford Mondeo, Ford, whatever, they have a very, I don't want to use that word, but that gearbox is the worst. That you, at our channel DSG, Navigate DSG, at our Missouri. It's a dual clutch transmission.
Mm-hmm.
And it has these mechanisms, naitwa Fox, zenye zinachukua gear zikikuwekea,
zile zina pre-select.
Exactly. So it is like a manual in an automatic. So iko paka na so yawe jamaa ilikufa getting those things, my friend, and the cost plus the guys to now do the work, where are they? You know one Ford that we see somewhere, mtu alikuja akaipaka hapo na ikakataa kuamuka, akasema
adios muchachos,
tutaonana baadaye. So now if you're planning to buy those cars, I think best with the credibility on the unreliability that these cars have shown.
Do not buy them.
Wachana nazo.
Kuna moja najua, a Ford Mondeo.
Yes.
Titanium.
Mm-hmm.
Imesumbua mwenyewe juu ya suspension arms na bushes. Imemsumbua. You see, if a car inakusumbua juu ya vitu ndogo kama bushes na basically na engine.
Ford.
Wachane na Ford. Lakini Ford Ranger iko sawa.
Ah, Ford Ranger.
Ford Ranger, as long as you're not buying the 2.2 liter.
By the way, Wakabi, do you know the story of the Ford Ranger, the wild truck?
Yeah. See, it was needed in Africa.
Yes.
It's an African...
Actually, they tried designing that car and selling the American market. It flopped.
It flopped badly.
And then there are guys in South Africa who said, oya majama, since huku hii kitu ni kama ime hit, si mtulete hii kitu huku. So they actually brought this car to Africa. So even now when you order World Truck, there is a high chance
it will come.
Imetoka tu hapa chini.
You see, even the one sold in Thailand.
Yes.
They actually made in South Africa, exported to Thailand.
Our brothers, nani wakina Mariam.
South Africa. Yeah. South Africa.
Yeah, they're saying we are making with the World Truck here. Yeah? Yeah, jamani wakali, my friend. So the Ford... We can technically argue out that it's partly, it has an African DNA.
The specific, the 3.2.
The 3.2.
And if you buy a Ford Ranger 2.2, utalilia kwa ile place ingine.
Chorea.
And now they see the 2-liter by turbo is here.
Yes. Kuna gari mbili hapa interesting wakabi zimebaki kwa list. One is what we call the Subaru Levog.
Yeah, Subaru Levog 1.6 DIT.
Yes, talk to me, my friend. I had... There are issues around the DIT.
Yeah, DIT, being the first generation of Subaru direct injection turbocharged engines,
yes,
they are subject to premature knocking. That is why Subaru diehards,
yes,
come on, may notice with the trend, guys are not tuning the DIT Subarus.
Yes.
Because if you give them too much compression, they'll knock. They are not, you see, the EJ20s, EJ25s, those were the golden engines of Subaru.
Exactly.
In as much as they had timing belts, now these ones have chains, but you see, the Levog has too much power, especially the 1600 turbo. It has too much power. I love mated to a very crappy gearbox, the Neatronic CVT.
Yes, sir.
And now, that car, you remember we did that video on Subarus and what you should know.
Yes.
There is the issue of carbon buildup, which is very rampant with direct injection engines.
Yeah.
There's also the issue of cone bearings.
Yes.
Hiyo gari unajua inakuambia tu twende. If you thrash it, mm-hmm. inazungusha mikono. That is what we say.
Well, I hope all jamaa understand kuzungusha mkono.
Unajua kuzungusha mkono?
Cone bearing ile crankshaft.
Exactly.
Inalalia cone bearing pale inazunguka. Sasa inashika hiyo crank
inazunguka nayo.
Wewe hauna engine in short.
Hauna engine.
Utoe uende kwa Kalasinga. Si ule kalasinga ule.
Achana yule kalasinga.
Kalasinga wa kukata.
Wa kukata, wa kuchonga.
Anachonga hiyo nini anakuambia. Hii yako imebakisha
5%.
98. Unakuja unajaribu kurudisha ndani, unaendesha miezi mbili inakufa.
Ama unasikia makorong korong 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 kwa engine. So, basically those Livogs, if you can get the 2 liter,
yes,
the better. But those DAT engines, again, even for the Subaru diehards, they know those engines are not
the best.
They are not as beautiful as the EJ20s and the EJ25s.
Yes, for value for money.
Value for money.
And what it offers. I think it's a car that, if you're a real Subaru, unajua sasa, there's, you see, the Livogue provides a different niche for people who want to buy Subarus. Okay? Because the Livogue looks like another,
it's a crossbreed of a Subaru WRX and
exactly.
and a Subaru Legacy.
Exactly. And it's attracting so many young people to buy it, but they do not know that even the diehard Subaru owners will never. We had a global trend of guys saying they will never upgrade to the Livogue.
They will never. In fact, there was a YouTube video of a guy swapping a Livogue,
yes,
from the FA16.
Yes.
To an EJ25.
Yes, yes. Paka transmission. They did it. Wanaitwa Modi Camots.
Exactly.
They did it. They said, you know what? We love the body. We love the way it looks, but we don't like
what is running. Exactly.
So what do? We keep the body and then we do our thing.
We delete everything.
My friend, that car they made was... Tusiongee mbele okabi. Peugeot 308/308.
Very good looking cars.
Yes.
Those Peugeots look good. But let me tell you mine. There's one we went to do a pre-purchase inspection na Ibra. Mm. Tukaweka diagnostics machine up. You remember?
Ilipata error codes kama...
Like, there were like 16 error codes. Mm. Then kuweka to drive. First of all, they have crappy gearboxes.
Yes.
Also, the engines, they are overpowered.
Yes, again. Especially the 1.2.
The 1.2 turbo. Mm. Remember, the 1.2 on the 208, yes, is naturally aspirated.
Yeah. By the way.
The one on the...
But on the 308 is turbo.
It's three-cylinder turbo.
And then there's a major recall on the 308/3008. A serious, like, worldwide recall. And I think it happened from 2013 all the way to 2016, if I'm not wrong. Brake assist.
Unaenda tu, unapata brake ningumu.
Ningumu, hakuna. And you see, these are the things that people do not know. And it's a manufacturer defect. Unajua, okay, so guys need to understand, when we say a recall, it means the manufacturer has accepted that he made a mistake.
They made a mistake, so they recalled
the car so that they can fix the mistake and then resell it back.
But now, they forget we are buying used vehicles.
Definitely.
Maybe mali ulinunua gari yako.
So not
many people actually take their cars back for recalls.
No.
Because it's a long process.
Sisi hata tuwezi rudisha.
So see, najua sasa, you know, they exported those cars from Japan.
Yes.
We imported them here.
Yes.
Those cars, uko wazikuwa zimerudishwa for the recall. Same case with Mazdas.
Definitely.
So gari nakuja kufia hapa.
Okay, tusonge mbele, tuchukue maswali mawili. So we are done with sedans. We are going to do crossover SUVs.
Full SUVs, yes.
But we will tell them about the car. But before that, we take some few...
Questions.
Yeah, oja wana sema Mighty Car Mods. Aye! Mobility Media sema, I was leaking oil kwa bell housing. The rear main seal was changed, but bado kuna 2 small drops. Meg told me to do an underwash and eventually the leak will stop. What is your opinion?
Hey. Bana, you see that, Meg? If you're... if you fix the seal and it's still leaking, it tells you something.
He did not fix the seal.
He did not fix the seal well. Sasa so it's still leaking. Sasa ukiosha
itaisha aje?
Haiwezi isha.
Utaosha bado itatoka tu.
Enda weka seal ingine juu uweze rudisha hiyo.
If you can find an alternative, make or take it back to him and tell him to do a better job.
Exactly.
We can guarantee him if he opens that bell housing, atapata the same seal iliyekwa.
Sio ni rear main seal.
Ni rear main seal. Yeah. It's leaking. Question number 2. Deritu Masharia. Would you advise a first-time car owner to get a locally used Mercedes-Benz C200 W204 210 model?
W204, well, I would say yes and no.
Yes.
Yes, because it's very reliable. Mm. No, because if you're a first-time car owner and you're dealing with a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know mashimo kadhaa za kupata parts.
Mm. One thing I know, those W204s are 2010, 2009, 2010, they have the worst Mercedes-Benz interior.
It is
the crappiest. They will break. They will be like it is makelele zitapiga hapo ndani ya gari. And guys have complained about them.
And that is why they are called the poor man's
Mercedes-Benz.
Mercedes-Benz.
Songe mbele, bro. Pajero I.O. Hii swali tumejibu sana.
Yeah.
There is a reason why those guys are cheap.
Yeah, Pajero I.O. wachana. Wada sita kuambia niko. Wachana tu na hiyo gari.
Okay, Steven Zachary anauliza, is it worth it for a mkulima mdogo to overlook the Toyota Land Cruiser 70 Series 1HZ 4.2 liter fuel consumption over its liability as opposed to Defender 110 with a 300 TDI? Extreme off-roading.
Extreme off-roading, the Land Cruiser is king.
Yes.
You see, 1HZ might consume a little bit more diesel.
Yes.
But it's a straight six, naturally aspirated. Mm-hmm. 300 TDI, we know Land Rover and Oilix.
Yes.
In as much as it might be a formidable off-roader.
Yes.
To Oilix, uta deal nazo. With the Land Cruiser, you can even forget that the engine exists.
And drive
kabisa.
Enda malipopote, enda Timbuktu na urudi. Tusonge mbele. Mtu ameuliza, how is the Opel Astra?
Wachana hiyo gari. Wachana.
Enosis Kamadi anasema, Swift Demio, which is the best for your first car?
Both cars are good.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Both cars are fantastic.
I think it will come down to preference.
Preference.
Confano ka Swift. Nikadogo nyuma.
Nikadogo.
Demio iko slightly. So I think it comes down to
personal preference.
Personal preference. Ndio kabi. Yeah. Victor Mark, hello guys. Mazda Atenza station wagon diesel 2.2 2014 to 2015. Naiona kwa barabara sana. Iko vipi?
The reason why we tumeongea about Mazda problems. Mm. The reason why you're seeing most of them is because they are cheap.
Yes.
And dealers are making a killing out of those cars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Eugene Bisaula anauliza, how about the Suzuki Escudo?
The Suzuki Escudo,
yes.
If you're looking for speed, it is not the car to buy. Now, unless you get the 3.0 V6,
yes.
That was a bit faster.
With a manual trans.
Mm. But these other ones,
four speed, they're a bit, automatic.
One thing, fuel economy of Suzuki haijai kuwa fiti.
Haijawahi.
Haijai kuwa fiti. Especially on the Escudo lineup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Songe mbele Okabi.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy who is called Evans Mugambi. Nafikira ameuliza the same thing and you just answer that.
Yes.
There was a question here. There's a very nice question here. Where is this question?
Kuna jamaa anasema.
Yes.
Before we itafute.
Yes.
Kuna mse anauliza, he's called Harrison Muya.
Yes.
Sama ulisema Honda's new 2023 cars. Odyssey iko aje. Odyssey is a perfect car.
Yes.
Very comfortable, very good looking. Lakini fuel consumption.
Hapo
ndipo you have to, because it's a 2.4 liter.
Yes.
Yeah.
So kama wewe ni mkulima mwenye una mind, you know there are two types of people in Kenya who buy cars. There are people who care about fuel consumption and there are people who just buy cars. So if you fall under the first category, the Odyssey kidogo
inaweza chenga kidogo.
Songa mbele kabisa. Sakwidi Smile anauliza, how is the Nissan Note Nismo?
There's one thing I told guys.
Yes.
The real Nissan Note Nismo comes with a 1600 cc engine and a manual transmission. These others are Nismo inspired.
Yes.
Nissan Note DAGS.
Yes.
The real Nismos, and they are very expensive.
Yes.
They come with there was one that was being sold somewhere along Limuru Road.
Yes.
It comes with a manual transmission and a 1600 cc engine. Hizi ingine zimeandikwa tu Nismo. Hizi ni Nismo. They have Nismo kits. It's just like the Mercedes-Benz with an AMG
badge.
Badge.
Gimbo.
Gimbo. Mm-hmm. Inaweza kuwa imewekwa to rims to AMG, ka body kit, but hey, by the way, it is not the real AMG.
Ah, good. Fantastic. Hey, tusonge mbele. Adams Makora anauliza, Prado 120 ziko aje?
Prado 120 nunua.
Nunua mchuma. Kentos Jugusha anasema, ukienda Grogon useme, unataka engine ya premium ama Allion 3ZR to fit in a Voxy. Will it fit you? Kisema Voxy, utauziwa very expensive kuliko the sedan ones.
3ZR ilitumika kwa premium. Yes. It is a 2-liter. Mm-hmm. It's also shared kwa Voxy na Noah.
Yes.
However, one thing people should note is that they have a different ECU.
Yes.
The one on the Noah and the one on the premium, they have, ata ukiangalia serial numbers, the ECU,
yes,
they are not the same.
Yes.
Secondly, there are things that are different, like the throttle body. Yes. Ni kama 1NZ, ukienda kununua 1NZ, you asked, ni 1NZ ya Fielder, ya Pro Box, the block is the same.
I remember there was an engine we bought that, it's the same but it's different.
It's different. Mm. So you find they are different, like with the throttle bodies, the computer, the ECUs, utapata kuna tofauti.
Yes.
And that is why pia unapata with earlier Noahs and Voxys, they shared an engine with the Isis, but the Isis one is very cheap.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Taina and Auliza, is it good to buy a Nissan Tiana second hand 160k mileage?
You need to do a very thorough pre-purchase inspection of it.
Yes.
And one thing with the Tianas is that as they age, their fuel consumption increases drastically.
Yes.
Especially because of the gearbox.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okabi. Christopher Washira is coming in hot. And there's a how true is that diesel engines are suitable for long distance and petrol for short commutes?
That is not true.
It is not true.
It is not true. Mm. It is not true.
Only that it's recommended once upon a time for diesel engines to be driven
for a long distance.
Yes. Kwa sababu ile kitu tunawaambianga, diesel engine inafanywa nini? Ignition by?
Ignition by compression.
So carbon buildup kwa diesel iko more higher.
Iko higher.
Than the petrol. So lazima uendeshe hii gari, chemuke mzuri, engine ikue hot.
Especially modern diesels.
Exactly.
Modern diesels, juu ya kitu inaitwa DPF.
Yes. Ed looks, as a first time car owner, what's your advice on Nissan Sunny B15? Against a Toyota 110?
Buy a Toyota 110. Buy a Toyota 110.
Eden Frank, Subaru Forester non-XT version. 150k mileage for 2.85 million. Worth it?
Subaru Foresters are very hard to get in low mileage. That is one thing people should know.
Yes.
So you'll only get a Subaru Forester with low mileage if it's from Singapore, or you're very lucky to have one from Japan that is low mileage.
Yes.
So non-XT 2.8 is a bit of the on the higher end.
Yes.
I suppose, but it should be between 2.7 would be a good deal. Perfect. For that vehicle.
Mr. Yagon, hello guys. What are the pros and cons of upgrading my tires kwa Fielder ya Matakwa boot from 195 65 R15 to 205 70 R15?
The 70s have a bigger aspect ratio.
Yes.
So kuna possibilities ukikata itaguza, but generally
na ukikula bump utasikia gari inaguza tire.
Inaguza tire.
Yes. So I think they are recommended tire sizes that you need to swap on your car.
Exactly.
I think every automaker gives a range. So I think what Mr. Yagon should do is a query about the recommended alternative tires.
Aende angalia tu hapo kwa placard.
Kwa placard.
Mlango ya dere hapo.
Yeah. Sasa zingine kwa kwamba kuna European wanakuanga kwa ile flap ya inaitwaje, kama Volvo Sport yako iko kwa flap ya fuel.
Exactly. Lakini sasa hizi Fielder hapo kwa mlango ya dere.
Man like Antoine, so will you recommend a Volvo V40 be ideal for a first-time car owner and any issues associated with it?
First-time car owner V40, no.
Thank you. You want to give one or two reasons?
It needs somebody mwenye anajua mashimo.
Mm.
That's not a car you can take to the petrol station and have it serviced.
Definitely.
So it does not have the convenience of technical support.
Thank you. It's the kind of car that you buy and you have to join a support group.
Exactly.
And it's also a kind of car that you buy and the cost of maintenance is way above what you think. As we always say, Wakabi, buying a car and maintaining a car are two different things.
Very different.
So that will not be an ideal one. Not unless you are a moneyed
person.
First car time owner.
Yeah, exactly.
Then it will make sense. Kini kama wewe ni mtu hauna pesa, wachana nayo. Songe mbele kidogo.
Massimo Ora anasema Mbugua I love you.
Mbugua you are loved.
Mbugua you are loved by Massimo Ora.
Oh my.
Oh my. Smoking.
Smoking. Tuendelee mbele Okabi. Maswali zitakuja in hot and fine, so we'll save the last bit of the questions for the last quarter.
Exactly.
To deal with the big boys, the crossover SUVs, from the subcompact, the crossover, to the big SUVs. Twende haraka haraka because muda umetupa kisogo. So ile unasema muda unatupa nini?
Kisogo, kisogo.
Sijui alitoa wapi hizo misemo. Kama mwasi, mwaura. Number one on the list, I think, on the big crossover SUVs, you talked about the Freelander.
The Freelander. I think Freelander. The Freelander has never even had good cred in Kenya.
Yes. From the word go.
From the word go. And you see now the current Freelander, the second gen,
yes,
it runs on a Ford engine. Ford again.
To make you laugh, do you know that there are some Freelanders that share the same engine with some Volvos?
The Ford EcoBoost.
And if the Freelander is a stick, I don't want to say. But continue, my brother. You're saying?
You see, even the first gen Freelanders, most of them run on 5A engines and 7A engines, zile za Toyota.
Definitely.
You know, these guys are not stupid when they are putting in those engines.
Yes.
Freelander ni gari itakupiga character development upende. And it's not Kenya only.
It's all over.
It's all over the world.
And the history of Freelander is an interesting one because, you know, Land Rover amekuwa pia na history ya kumove from company A to, you know, at some point. I hear Land Rover was owned by Tata.
It is still owned by Tata.
Until now?
Yes.
At some point, it was owned by Ford.
Actually,
did they have a working relationship?
It's a very... Because right now, JLR, yes, Jaguar Land Rover, is owned by Tata. There was a time Ford had stake, I think. Nobody wants to... But there is no company that is touched by Ford. Inaisha vizuri.
Nakusikia bro, nakusikia bro. So Freelander.
Freelander wachana.
Chezea mbali kwanza kidogo.
Cheza mbali.
Songa mbele kabisa. And this is one of the most favorite car that has now become less favorite. Because people have moved from this Kenya uniform to the second one.
Yes.
Because initially it was this car and then now we are the CX-5. This is the Nissan Juke.
Hey, Nissan Juke, my friend. Nissan Juke, wacha tumeongea mengi kuhusu hiyo gari. And I still believe in 2023, people should still continue staying away from Jukes.
I had a very fantastic discussion, and not even a discussion. I think it was on Twitter. And there's our good friend who advocates for Nissan Juke. And in the discussion, we raised a question. We asked him, if you are the dealer, say the Nissan dealer, okay? And you know that the demand for Nissan Juke is
high
over the roof. Kila mtu anataka Nissan Juke. What is this one thing, Okabi, that is stopping you from stocking that car so that you sell it to these people?
One of the things is, you know, it's not very good. I'm really trying to stop saying that it is trash.
That is fact. And me and you have an inside info from the source.
Yeah.
That this car is not designed to survive in this market.
It is not made for Africa.
It's not made for Africa. That's why they will never touch it. Because it makes no sense, Wakabi. If I'm selling Conversation and I know that people are buying Mbugua and I know that I can sell Mbugua, but rather I decide to sell you Wakabi.
Yes.
It shows you that the reason why I'm not selling Mbugua is because maybe, however much you guys want Mbugua, because of my business, my
reputation,
my reputation and liabilities, and probably possible lawsuits, I will not sell you Mbugua. Iyo hata tuwezi ongea mob. We know the issues with Nissan Juke. Still, if you want to buy it,
you buy. It's your money.
And you deal with it.
And you deal with it.
What I would want to put as a disclaimer is, ukienda kwa soko, waswahili wanasema hivi, ukienda sokoni, usichukue wosia ama advice za muuza samaki, ni samaki yupi mtamu. You've seen what I've done there?
Yes.
Ah, mini mswahili brother. Tusonge mbele. Kia Sorento
Hyundai Santa Fe.
Tucson.
Tucson. You know those cars? Mm. We told guys here.
Yes.
If you're buying a Santa Fe, a Tucson, a Kia Sorento, avoid high mileage.
Yes.
These cars, they are even lawsuits. I think Mbugua should put that on the screen.
My friend.
They,
you are talking about that lawsuit like it's a small thing. You understand? This company was sued by consumers for withholding information on the defect of their engine. Bro, they compensated people.
But now the problem is, these are the cars that are being dumped here. In fact, tulikuwa na wewe, bra.
Yes.
We were trying to source a car for one of our clients from a dealer.
Yes.
Na atamwambia, simwambia achukue Santa Fe ama Kia Sorento.
No.
Tuko na mingi, tunauza bei mzuri. No, you can't do that.
We don't do that. Wakabi, these engines from these brands of cars, easy. Okay? It's public knowledge. When you napenda Google,
and then
as your second friend, you can go Google. Bambugu has put a screenshot for you. Fire. So like, the way they describe these cars is, the engines between, so the in 2013, I think it is 2011, 2011, 2013, 2016, 2017. They describe as, the engine will just fail.
Yes.
Catastrophic failure. Like, there is no explanation. Wacha tuko barabara alafu.
Na
usipokuwa kin, inawasha moto.
Inawasha moto.
Because the lawsuit was on fire and engine failure.
And I was reading an article about that. And even the motor journalist who wrote that article,
yes,
said, put it clear that sometimes the engine will fail for unknown reasons.
Definitely. Definitely. So yes, we agree. The Kia Sorento,
The
Hyundai Santa Fe. By the way, it's one and the same thing.
Yeah, Hyundai's Tucson. Izo magari.
Yes, they look nice. They have very nice features. But on the other side,
hey. And especially you're buying one that is 8 years old.
Definitely. Ni kama wendo unangoja hiyo kitu ifanye hivyo. So there are cars that you can buy if you want to look unique, but we will tell you for a fact that in other markets where these cars are dominant, in fact, hii lawsuit will happen. Unajua America wachezangi na hii maneno.
Those guys don't. They don't joke. Si hata Nissan walisu Nissan, yes, for the extra exhibit.
Ah.
Now you see,
how
in Kenya,
how do I sue? I have a problem with one particular. How do I sue? Lawyers in the house, please. How do I sue?
Mm-hmm. You see, now the problem with us in Kenya, we cannot sue the manufacturer. No, unless it's a zero mileage vehicle. Because that is a vehicle that is already decommissioned. It should not be on the road.
Ah, I get it. Poleni. Tusonge mbele. I think we are done with that.
Yeah.
So in 2023, if you're planning to buy a Kia Sorento, a Tucson, or a Hyundai Santa Fe, just know that in other markets, the guys who drive these cars before you, There have been serious recalls. You see now the way the lawsuits work is, you are sued, you compensate, and then you fix the problem.
You fix the problem.
So now, I'll ask you a stupid question, Okapi. And this one is, tukue wa jinga, let's pretend we are all idiots. I have produced or manufactured 1 million cars. I've been sued. Okay? Do you think, in my own mind, I can recall 1 million cars and fix them?
No.
What is the most definite dumping site of cars
Africa,
in the world?
Africa. Hakuna matara.
So you can receive that car and brag about
how unique you are.
But at the end of the day, at some point, you will meet this thing.
You know, one of what we forget, sometimes if you're knowledgeable about matters cars,
yes,
you will see people flouting their cars in public.
Yes.
And it's very unfortunate that these people do not realize how stupid they look. Because it's you're literally driving an expensive heap of junk.
Mm-hmm. At some point.
At some point.
But you do not know.
You do not know. Wakati nilikuwa naenda Sunday school, tuliambiwa kuna Bible verse inasemanga, my people die because of lack of knowledge.
True. My people, in fact, it says, my people will perish
for
lack of knowledge. But lucky you, you have kasisi.
Yeah.
Songe mbele baba, tuchukue gari ya nne inaitwa Jeep Compass.
That is another car whose engine will fail, especially the 2015,
yes,
for unknown reasons.
Yes.
I told you there is a...
Afadhali Kia is already unknown.
In unknown reasons.
Yes.
Then it has overheating CVT transmission.
Yes.
I believe it must have been supplied by JATCO.
You're suspecting.
Most likely. Yes. I'll do some research on that and trust me. I'm sure there must be a correlation.
Okay.
There is a lady I was telling you who went to a showroom
yes.
to buy a Nissan X-Trail. Dealer akaona huyu madhe. Niko na rogeo hapa. Nitaka iniondoke. Na hii gari nikiimport kutoka Japan ilikuwa na deal mzuri
sana.
Kamwambia instead of buying a Nissan X-Trail,
yes.
why don't you look different? Apparently, you dealer ni msema PR.
I'll give you an American.
I'll give you an American
machine.
Car. Machine. Si akamuuzia. The following morning, ananipigia kuniuliza air cleaner atatoa wapi.
I remember.
You remember that story?
Yes.
No, forget.
Alipata air cleaner? Ama alipiga hewa?
Sasa, unapiga hewa. Unafanya nini? And is it another problem with the Compass? Forget about the availability of service parts.
Yes.
It has been known, failing gearboxes, failing wheel hubs. You remember the other lady who was telling us to assist her source wheel bearings for the same car?
Yes. Yes.
You see?
At a base, tulizitafuta.
Tulizitafuta, my friend.
Hey, tukaona hata tuachie Mungu wa msaidia.
Unaambia sasa wewe, kitu inaweza kusaidia tu, imebaki dunia ni moja tu. Na ni maombi.
Ama enda America.
Ama enda America.
American. But we referred her to a guy who helped her, by the way. For joke, mujuange jokes pia jiji. Kukono sana waka serious hapa sana. Tusonga mbele Okabi.
Yes.
Car number 6. Nissan X-Trail
T32. Nissan X-Trail T32. Apparently, that's a car that is priced very well.
Very well priced.
It's very comfortable.
Very comfortable.
It's a nice car.
Very fantastic car. We actually reviewed that car and it was nice.
It was a nice car. It's
until
a nice car.
Until to one point. That Wakabi wants to talk about.
Yes. It's a nice car, but ukinunua hiyo gari, there's one thing you should know. You see
just,
those...
Just like the Mazda diesels.
The Mazda diesels. You should be ready to work on that transmission.
Yes.
First of all, it has very crappy transmission solenoids.
Yes.
It has an overheat. And the funny thing, Ibrahim, there is a dealer.
Yes.
No, it's a garage. That they put up a video on Facebook saying, no, some people are saying you need a transmission cooler for this. You do not need for Nissan X-Trail. What do they fix? Nissan X-Trail gearboxes.
Oh, that's their core business.
Yes.
Or they're in the business of fixing Nissan
gearboxes. Selling and...
Oh, so they're telling you don't buy aftermarket oil cooler so that the gearbox dies.
And they
so
sell it to you.
They sell you the gearbox or fix it.
Exactly.
Interesting way of doing business.
I look for that video because... What I can say is just shame on you, boy.
So if you're buying a Nissan X-Trail Wakabi, just like the Mazda diesel, what am I looking at?
You need to be very keen yes. on your transmission.
Yes.
Very, extremely keen. Once the solenoids start failing, do not change those solenoids. Buy a new gearbox.
We've heard, if there is one car that we've had massive consultation and massive problem solving, and massive calls from ladies, you know, principals. You remember that lady who called us from Meru?
Yes.
And the husband, a very nice couple, very elderly, very calm. But they couldn't understand why, if they drive this car in Meru, pole pole kila siku wakienda shule wakirudi, the car is fantastic.
The car is fine.
But if they just take this car to Nairobi.
Hell breaks loose.
Check engine, inaisha nguvu.
Exactly.
Like, we have tried to understand. Kwani ni Nairobi ndo mbaya? Only to come to the conclusion that their gearbox is actually on the way out.
It's on the way out, yeah.
If they subject it under heavy use, then the signs start showing.
Showing. But under light use,
it's fantastic.
But Meru people have seen problems. There is also one of my good friends.
Yes.
The father bought an Nissan Dualis. They tried to, talk to Eric about this car.
Yes.
Kasema, pana. Mimi siwezi sikiza vijana wadogo wadogo. Nimenunua gari miaka 20.
Mimi ni master.
Sasa yeye ame change gearbox ngapi?
Sita.
Sita. True story. Nimesahi kutaja majina. Na sasa ada ameiwekelea mawe. Wanasema hiyo gari po.
Ajezo gari inaweza kusumbuka mpaka ufikirie kuigawa.
Ikuondoke. It gets
to that. So the Nissan X-Trail, unless you know how to live with it again, understand, there was this gentleman who called us with the Nissan gearbox issue. He said, buy yourself an OBD scanner
to monitor,
download an app that is recommended to gauge the degeneration of the CVT.
The CVTF, yeah.
So the idea is to keep it below 100 degrees Celsius so that it disintegrate haraka. Basically, it's a whole ball game. Like, uko na phone ya direction hapa ya Google Maps, uko na phone hapa imekonektiwa kwa OBD, CVT kichemuka,
unasimama,
unapunguza speed,
exactly.
Unaingia free mode, unangoja itulie. It is, if you do not know this thing, one fact that you can take home is at one point, you will change that transmission.
You will change that transmission.
If you've not, if those guys have not confused you to deal with the solenoids, na kukudanganywa naweza fix CVT transmission ya Nissan.
Now let me tell you guys.
Yes.
And I want to tell you this. Mm. If anybody lies to you that they can fix a Nissan CVT.
No.
They cannot.
It's a lie.
It's a lie. At least you badlish a step motor. Bro. No. It ni can't
first
happen.
Ni first aid.
No, ni first aid.
Basically, they are eating your money. Iyo pesa unangangana kubadilisha step motor. Weka tu pamoja,
buy another gearbox.
Because at the end of the day, take it as it may. You will buy a new transmission.
You will buy another one.
Mm. Nissan X-Trail T32 na kununua transmission usipofuata maagizo ambayo car sisi yamepeana, at some point you'll have to buy a new transmission. But you can live with it if you do preventive maintenance
and if you don't subject it to heavy use.
It's a fantastic car. It gives value for money. It's an awesome car. Songa mbele Okabi. Nataka tuguzie gari kidogo.
Gari iko na mushkili.
Tujaribu hapa VW Tiguan.
VW Tiguan ni gari inakaa freshi na yes. Watu wanaipenda sana. Mm. Na bei yake pia ni freshi.
Yes.
But the Tiguan... Tiguan... Mm. Ikifika pale mileage ya 100,000. If yes. You're buying a Tiguan, make sure it's very low mileage.
Before you talk about the Tiguan, let me go back to the T32. Would you recommend people to buy a zero mileage T32 compared to... foreign used.
If you're buying a zero mileage T32, it will serve you
fantastically well.
It will serve you.
We had to put that disclaimer so that people understand.
Yes.
So if you go to the local dealers now, no T32,
itakuserve vizuri.
Because hii gari inatusumbua ni gari imetumika miaka minane. But at a zero mileage, bado
at some
you
point.
Still need to do these things to be safe.
Mm.
But since it's under warranty, you don't need to care. You have 5 years to drive.
To drive the hell out of that car.
If you fail, take it back there. They will cover it under warranty. That's why it's recommended to buy the zero mileage.
If you're buying a T32, if you're buying a VW, but the Tiguans that are being bought zero mileage, they have a different engine, different transmission.
Fantastic.
They come with an automatic transmission.
Yes.
From the local dealer.
Yes.
So local dealer si mjinga.
Ni mjanja.
Ni mjanja sana.
Ni mjanjezu ulisha waweri.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Uliza waweru ule. Yeah. Hey, what happened to waweru ba?
Waweru ni mjanjezu. So if you're buying a VW Tiguan, either low mileage Okabi is always extremely low mileage.
Extremely low.
Kama that is una import. Ama, aenda nunuwe to zero mileage.
Zero mileage ban.
Endesha gari bila pressure, uko na 5 years warranty. Na nakadhalika.
Because utapata blood pressure juu ya hizi Tiguan.
Blood pressure na iko.
But you see, if you're rich, if you can afford to have those, because Tiguans are very expensive to fix.
Very.
If you can afford it, fine.
By the way.
If you can afford it, fine. If you can afford the downtime, fine. But if you are a first time car owner, achana yo gari.
Got it. Tusonge kwa kategori moja kidogo, tofauti. You've talked about this car. The cars you talked about, basically, the underlying fact is reliability, cost of ownership, and you ingine likuwa gani?
The price.
No, not the price. This one, hizo hazina price. Haya, tunaenda kwa category ya price. Now, there are two contenders on the price category. In this category that we are in, that you told me you are finding difficult to understand and accept. Number one on the list is the car by the name the Outlander.
The Mitsubishi Outlander.
Explain to me why.
sio gari mbaya, by the way. But why should you pay 3.2 million or 3 million for an Outlander? You know, it beats logic. It beats logic. Wewe kwa Outlander ni unanunua 3.2.
Ukweli tu nikuambie, hakuna.
Hakuna, there is nothing.
Okay, for me, this is a personal preference. Wase wasipige mawe, wasinirushe, but for me, I don't find anything interesting in an Outlander.
In fact, the Outlander is one of the most boring crossover SUVs.
If you get the two-wheel drive, it's the worst.
It's the worst.
So for me, I do not... For 3.2 Okabi, if I can just add 600,000, do you know what I can buy?
Volvo XC60 R Design.
T6
R Design.
Mnyama. Mbona ninunue Outlander?
Ama
3.2. Nanunua nini ingine Okabi?
3.2 is money that can get you... Unaongeza tu pesa kidogo, you can buy a Harrier U65 because it's around 3.5, Mike.
Interesting.
It's the 3.2, unaweza nunua gari ingine mzuri.
Practical cars, bro.
Practical cars. 3.2 ni pesa inaweza kununulia pickup.
Brand new.
Yes, zero mileage.
Ndio unasema? Chill hapo. 3.2. Kwa Subaru unapata nini?
Subaru Forester XT na unabaki na change ya... 3.2 unapata Outback na unabaki na change ya 200,000.
Ah. Napata Outback.
Yeah, unapata
Ya Mambaru.
Na
unabaki na
200.
Bado niko na practicality. Bado exactly. Niko na style. Bado niko na mbio. Ah bro. Bro, you guys play too much.
3.2 million?
Yes sir.
You can buy a Mazda CX-5 petrol all-wheel drive 2.5 liter na ubaki na change ya 1,000 ngapi?
500.
So can somebody explain why you need to buy an Outlander?
On that note, wacha niongeza hii gari ingine. CRV.
No, the CRV. Hatukatai CRV is very reliable. But again, it's not the most exciting cars to drive.
Okay.
And it's priced too high. Nakumbuka, CRV zikianza kuwa popular, they were the perfect alternative to Vanguards.
Yes.
But now, why would you buy a CRV for 3.2 million?
Those are tough questions, bro.
Very tough questions.
Because now with 3.2, the amount of things I can buy, the price range of the things I can buy, Okabi. I'm going to discuss Okabi. Bugwa, how is your internet? So there are cars you're not going to talk about.
Yes, the goods of ostentation.
Exactly.
Ostentatious cars.
Yes, iyo neno iyo unanisumbuanga na iyo ostentation. So now, these are cars above 6 mic. Or let's say around 5 mic.
5 mics.
If you can afford to buy an SQ5, I don't think you'd worry about whether they were recalled or whether you have enough.
You have
see,
enough
I'm assuming, them. I'm assuming, this is my way of thinking, Okabi. If I want to buy a Mazda Demio, worth the 1.2 million, or let's say 1.3. My thinking is, I need to have the ability to at least kukuwa na kama ka 1,100, 1,200 kando. I'm rich enough to afford 1.5, so I'm buying a 1.3, but I have 200 or 300 on the side.
On the side, yes.
This is for making sure that this car runs well. So if I'm buying an SQ5 at 5 mic, 4.9 is almost 5 mic. I'm assuming I have 2 mic. Or 3 mic on the side.
Or even more.
You can afford to cushion yourself against anything.
And in fact, somebody who would be buying an SQ5
yes.
is somebody who has another car.
Thank you. Thank you. You've just put it out. Or anyone who is buying a Land Rover Discovery.
Ni mtu wako na gari
ingine. Bro, wewe hauna shida.
Anybody buying a Range Rover.
Not unless umefanya wash. Alafu kaamua kununua the short-lived. But if you've gone up the rank and grown yourself to the point where you can afford a Range Rover.
You definitely like have another car.
No, things they, like Labi don't worry you.
They should. Kama ile story ya G-Wagon.
Yeah.
Anybody buying a G-Wagon is not somebody who would be looking at fuel economy, sijui reliability, no.
Let me ask you a stupid question. Do you think there are guys who go to Subaru Kenya and buy that transmission? Is it a transmission that will be sold at 1.3
yeah.
without flinching?
I don't think so. Because...
brand new guys. Do you think there are guys who drive there and say, gari yangu iko na transmission, change it.
You see, now this is the thing. Yes. With Subaru Kenya, Most of the cars, they are leasing to government. Oh.
So their main core business is not us.
It's not us.
It's actually the government.
And you see, most people who buy these Subarus, zime importiwa. In fact, it's very hard to find an individual going to Subaru Kenya to buy a zero mileage. Not unless it's somebody buying a Subaru Forester zero mileage or a Subaru Outback zero mileage. Serious people. Somebody who is willing to spend about 7 point something or 8 million on a Subaru Outback. You know,
those are serious guys.
Those are serious people. As we only look at Entaku Kafiti. So come on, we import. First of all, I want to tell you something. If you have imported a Subaru Forester or a Subaru Outback,
yes.
Wewe enda tafuta chuma Kirinyaga Road.
Kirinyaga Road ni uko chini uko.
Because again, if you buy a zero mileage Subaru, it's very hard that the transmission is going to fail.
You're right, my brother.
Come on, unanunua gari Japan.
Me and you met a guy. We won't mention his name, but he had a Volvo XC60 T6 R design that he was selling. And he told us, as an extra package to whoever is going to buy this car, he has a Brembo kit worth how much?
He was talking about 100 and...
No, 300.
300, yeah, 300.
Brembo kit from discs, from calipers. From the brake kit. Alikuwa nataka kuweka, but akaona imfraishi tena, nataka kuyuza. So whoever is buying the car is getting a full
kit.
Brembo. This is a guy who buys a brake kit worth 300K and keeps in the house. You understand? These are the guys I'm telling you, once you buy a car worth 5 million, there
you
are
have,
things...
You have money.
So 20 could discuss GR Range Rover. We are not going to talk about the G-Wagon. We're not going to talk about those premium cars because whoever buys them, you know what you're buying, bro. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep the car on the road. Enjoy it. When the engine dies,
buy another one. Yes.
Put in and proceed.
Yeah.
Tuchukua maswali mawili matatu.
Kuna Apollo Githua Nderitu wanaluza. What happened to the review of the Ford 2023 versus 2016? I had seen a flyer on your page sometimes back. Your review ina come. Inakuja hiyo ya wild track ya 2023.
Relax. Mwaka bado mchanga.
Ochie nga maitu. Nderitu.
Yes.
Siju kwa ilikuwa taa kumuita kinudhia.
Live. Anaitwa Live, Love and Laugh.
Anasema nini?
Anasema mbona locally used Audi A3 are that expensive?
Locally used Audi A3s? Mm-hmm. I think they are cheap.
You just answered right. Simon Murithi Ndungo. Suzuki Jimny manual for the first time car.
Suzuki Jimny?
Yama ataku nwa Jimny car first time car. Iyo gari iko 2 mic plus.
It depends on your mwaka gani. Unajua inaweza kuwa nika Jimny ka kitambo.
Hey.
But those Jimnys are nice cars.
They're nice cars.
They'll not.
They will never disappoint you.
Yeah.
Let me pick some few questions from the end here. Mobi Timidia anauliza Isiolo tunaenda lini ama S40 inakusumbua bro na hausemi?
Hapana, Isiolo we told them. Yes. No. They are talking about Isiolo. We are talking about Moyale.
Moyale. Bro, sisi ya 20 Isiolo.
Sisi ya 20 Isiolo.
Tunapiga Moyale border Ethiopia.
Tunatambariza hadi huko.
Hey. Na mkono nataka kupiga challenge ya 24 hours non-stop.
Exactly.
The car will not turn off the key.
Endurance challenge.
It was an endurance challenge where we get there, say hi to the wajamaa kufunga ile gate ya kuingia Ethiopia.
Alafu tunarudi.
Tunapiga U-turn, tunarudi, tunatambariza paka wapi?
Paka hapa.
Mahali tulianzia.
Na tunawekea live tracking.
Hiyo project na kama
relax.
Marisasi zinapita
Marisasi
yuko. Marisabit. Hey.
Yeah. Risasi zikitulia tunatulia.
Acha kwanza na pia afanye mambo yake.
Yeah,
tutaenda. Enos Hamad anauza BMW X1 for a first car time. Hey, first car owner.
Hapana. Mwambie tu kweli.
Leon Kipa, I saw a W124 E200 at 750. Mali safi. Is it value? Alafu pia kuna hizi Golf R GTI manual. No dual clutches. Worries mawaidha.
No, ukipata hiyo gari ikiwa manual. The only thing you have to worry about is those piston manenos.
Yes.
Yeah, but they are
and
nice.
And the timing guides.
And the timing guides.
As long as you know how to do preventive maintenance on them, ujue ikifika hii time lazima ufanye hiki. And it's not cheap. So if you can afford it again, na upate na manual trans.
Uko sawa.
Amesema mpata W124 inauza 750,000 Kenya shillings.
Okay, I will not tell you whether to buy or not to buy. But for you, we do not know how it looks.
Yes.
But you must be a Mercedes-Benz purist.
To understand whether it's value for money
or not.
If not, you can give us
your
a
trusted
call.
Car consultants.
Tuko hapa kusort. Why? Hii swali imeulizwa mara mingi sana. Moses Mturi, hi guys, talk about the Toyota Fortuner, ile ya Toyota Kenya, that car is a looker.
That car is also very reliable.
Yes.
Hiyo ni gari mzuri. It's a nice car.
Yeah. Abdul Razak Sejemba. I think this guy is Ogambachi. I am suspecting that he is a friend of Bobby Wine. But his question is this. Hi Eric, cab the Subaru Outback 2015 outperformed the Harrier 2015 new model in practicality and reliability.
That's a tough one to crack. Both are very capable cars.
Yes.
But remember, the Outback will do better off-road compared to the
definitely,
Harrier.
Definitely, definitely.
Kienda off-road Harrier ni sitting duck.
A very big sitting duck. Ni mabobish
tu. Ni mabobish tu.
Songa mbele. Collins better nasema, German car spares, Wakabi, are truly expensive. The brakes, nyuma peke for Passat ni 12K. So guys, if I don't have wachana tu na Germany machine.
Kweli.
Jake Likokabi, kuna mtu kwa chat amesema alikula pesa na karau juu ya kulalisha viti abebe vitu. Is that an issue?
I told you, we talked about, wewe tuliongea hiyo maneno last time. Na tukasema gari yako hiyo inaitwa contravening of
use.
Kama unalalisha viti ubebe, pia you need to know about the goods of monetary value. Was it doing that for a reward?
Yes.
So unafaa, kama ulikuwa umebeba tuseme nguo, vitu za watoto,
vitu zako za kawaida,
hakuna mtu atakuuliza.
Yes.
Lakini kama ulikuwa umenunua chumvi, simiti,
unaenda kuuza kwa duka.
Kwa duka. Hizo unafaa kuwa commercial vehicle.
Utapata tabu. Acheni kuruka yangu, kama ni San Juke ni manual transmission, is it still a red flag?
No. If you get the Juke in manual trans, buy it.
Fantastico. Bite, how is the Skyline GT, 350 GT hybrid for a first time?
350 GT is a hybrid?
No. 350 GT is a natural aspiration.
350 GT is an urban. But 350 GT, if you're not worried about fuel consumption, buy the car.
Fantastic. Tusonge mbele kidogo, Wakabi, I think we have 10 minutes to go. It's just when I was saying, by the way, you have to start a new channel.
Hiyo inakam. Mwaka mpya, mambo mapya.
Do we launch it before the year or after the year? Or the beginning of the year? Ama tuatumie katiza wenda subscribe?
I think...
Tuambieni, what do you guys
what
want?
What do you want? Because the new channel...
Yes.
Apparently...
Yes.
This channel is for the serious stuff. Car reviews, Monday Night Live.
Yes. We feel there's so much there's so about much us
you
that
need
we
to
need
know
to share.
Also, hizi maneno za redriven, yes, pale, mtaizipata kwa?
Kwa hiyo channel mpia.
Kwa hiyo channel mpia.
Mafans wa redriven, that's where the redriven will be.
Yes.
That will be the home of redriven. Na haita kwa tu redriven venye likuwa.
Itakuwa
moto.
In fact, we...
Sema ile kitu ya DJ Afro.
Ile maridari sana pose kabisha. And it's we are going to take content, Kenyan automotive content, to a whole new level.
Yes.
With a new channel.
Yes.
Because hatutakuwa nafanya 0 to 100 at kawaida acceleration. No, we are going to introduce something yenye hatutasema hapa.
Hiyo itabaki kwa hii main channel.
Hii ni ya main channel.
Main channel.
Hiyo ingine ni kitu ingine.
Na wale wako na asira na sisi ya tunapiga content, tunawambia tu
we are just warming up.
Hawa kurugenzi wametupatia power.
Wametupatia power iko kwa?
Yes.
Wacha niongee na Sharon Mabel.
Ongea na Sharon Mabel.
Sharon anauliza, what about Suzuki Vitara for a first time car owner, especially a lady? For a lady it's a good car. For a lady it's a good car.
Fantastic.
It's not a bad car.
Mobit anasema, mulisema channel nakuja last week, anasema promises zetu ni unreliable. Kama hiyo safari yenu ya Moyale.
Sasa acha niulize huyu Mobit kitu. Mnataka tuone tupigwe risasi, si ndio?
Ni kama Mobit atutaki. Sasa channel lada atakuwa hapo.
Nani atakuwa hapo Mobit?
Kwanza juu ya story.
Ama yeye kwanza aende.
Atuambie.
Akienda arudi. Atuambie sasa tu.
Atutumie evidence.
Atutumie evidence.
Channel ina come. Channel ina come. Wacha kwanza tutishetisha wasa waogope. Channel ina come. So, Wakabi, as we wind out,
Yes.
One thing we want to remind these guys, last time walicheza kama au, Bugu, umeweka link ya 10 pesa.
10 pesa hapo.
Seba na niwakuru games. And then
na just, super chat. Yeah.
Just a reminder, there's a super chat there. You guys know what you did last time. Iki kombe cha chai hakiwezi jijaza chenyewe.
Bana.
Vijana.
Kwanza leo tumewaka overtime.
Yes.
Hey, leo tumewa cover time.
Tukichukua maswali mbili tatu tatu tunataka tuone vitu zikiroll. Hmm? Okay, there is Eugene Were. He's asking, is Harry a GS a real GS?
No, ni kit tu.
Ni kit, bro?
Ni kit tu.
Mm. Kentos Njugush, about cars horsepower, how much does it lose over time or depends which service altitude? Nafikiri anataka kuzia juu ya story ya 0 to 100.
Hapo kuna so many factors at play.
Yes.
Kuna altitude, kuna tires, kuna pia inclination, road curvature, kuna vitu mingi sana. Kuna vitu mingi sana.
Brano Cheng was an Infiniti QX80 and Nissan Patrol. I do not know what he means. Does he want to see which one is better between the two? Or what I know is the Infiniti QX80... The face.
It's a face only a mother could love.
Yeah. So Brano Cheng, come back with a new question. Kuja na question mzuri. Huyu jamaa anaitwaje? Show moto sana. Pujo 308 1.6 liter. Is it a good car for a first time car?
Wachana nayo.
Asonge mbele. Frank Chege. Hi team. Any after effects for tuning Mazda 6?
Which Mazda 6? This is a diesel or the petrol?
Yes.
The diesel?
Mm.
It is very hard.
It's very hard, eh?
It is very hard. Perfect. Tuning diesel engines is not for any Tom, Dick and Harry.
True. Inataka watu wanajitambua. Yeah. Brand Quendo, disadvantages of a Subaru XV or Kabi?
I don't think there are much, if any.
Mm.
Only that I find it a bit overpriced.
Yes.
It's a bit lazy, yes, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's a good car. It's good for mild off-roading.
Yes. Yeah. Sounds of Nature anasema, talk about repo cars. Any suggestion of them? I think we did a whole Monday night live
for that.
On car ownership, bro. Just go look hapo nyuma, utapata very nice content around it. I think we have 5 minutes for Kabi to go. Watu wanataka kuingia kuona World Cup.
Yeah, watu waingia wa watch ball.
So tutaki kuwasumbua.
Yeah.
So I think parting shots, bro. Parting shots.
Na
leo sioni watu kama wanacheza kama wa. Super chats iko wapi?
Super chats.
Iko connected kwa M-Pesa Express. Unaweka tu pale inaenda.
Ama tuweke, where are the whips?
Where are the
super chats?
Final comments, bro.
Final comments. I think... basically, we are almost coming to the end of the year.
Yes.
We might have a Christmas special.
Definitely.
Alafu also, we might have some slight changes over the festive season.
Definitely.
In terms of content delivery, because wasi hawa ochingi content Christmas.
Apparently.
So, pia sisi tukona familia.
Mm.
We need also to be with our family.
Yes.
Yeah. Nini? Yeah. So I think we might have some short changes here and there.
Yes.
But it's going to be a very interesting last stretch of 2022.
Yeah.
2023, we are coming back bigger and better. Jasema tuna break.
Definitely. We are not breaking.
We are not breaking. We'll have content.
Yes.
Only that.
We'll just adjust it to suit the best time that you guys can watch.
Yeah, due Christmas ni Sunday.
So, by the way, enough to admit, do they need a Kanisa on Christmas?
Do you need a Kanisa episode on the 25th of December?
Mm-hmm.
Ama tuta upload alafu.
Waende
kupiga sherehe.
Ya Yesu.
Ya Yesu.
Na watu wacha sina Kanisa yetu. Same first itako on Sunday.
Yes.
So I think they need to tell us, do they want a Kanisa on Sunday?
Yeah. And Lawrence Chege amecheza pale.
Lawrence Chege achelewi.
Lawrence Chege ni mwanaume wa.
Chizani kama hizo. Fortune ideas are Lawrence Chege.
Yeah.
Na wale wata inpesa, kuna pale ta inpesa. For me, I think my parting shots, Okabi. What would my parting shots? I think we talked about the cabal.
The cabal. The automotive industry. Cartels and cabals.
By the way, they have openly declared themselves cartel.
Yes.
I've seen one who said, I am the cartel or whatever. Understand?
Mm.
Which it's okay. So for me, I think there are so many guys who've been asking, how do I join you guys? How do we work with you guys? I think 2023 is going to be the year.
Yeah.
But we also have a challenge. We, Wakabi, the whole team at Conversation, which is a very big team. Sisi, hatukupewa platform
na mtu.
And the other guys that we know, pia wakupewa platform.
Yes.
And right now they're doing awesome content. I'll single out a guy like Aswa Nation.
Aswa Nation is doing an awesome job.
Fantastic. Jim Bona aliacha kwa upload quarter. I think production cost nani ngori.
Production is not easy.
But we are planning to team up with Aswa Nation from 2023. Tujamwambia bado kama na watch
probably ataelewa.
We will team up with Aswa Nation and do very awesome content around, you know, cars. Rebuilds.
Exactly, especially the...
Because that is his strength.
It's his strength, yeah.
So that we see how to boost, you know, and people. And guys, when they upatiyo mse subscription.
Alafu watu wajue, before you guys tell us, oh, conversations, nini, what are you doing as CSR? Before we do that, we need to see consistency.
Yes, consistency.
Because one thing people need to know is that conversations has come from far.
Very. This is our second year. Being serious.
Being on active YouTube. On YouTube, yeah. Sometimes it's not an easy journey.
Yes.
You know, sometimes guys... I look at guys criticizing us. And sometimes I have mixed reactions. Because it is very hard. It's very easy for you to criticize someone.
Yes.
On when you're seated on the couch.
On a phone.
On a phone. Keyboard. With a keyboard. And you do not know how much effort it takes to even the production time.
Just put that content out there.
Mtu anasema sijui camera zenu zimefanya sijui. You know, until you understand, you know,
the
guys,
the creative process
that
and the
comes
consistency.
There. Consistency, the effort, everything. I think if you see anyone delivering content,
yes. Wapatie some credit.
It's not easy. Yeah.
They need it. Actually, that's the only thing that makes them wake up the next day and do this.
Exactly.
But the good thing, Okabi, is these guys are awesome.
These are our team. We love them.
Maze, conversation is awesome. So for guys who are upcoming reviewers, guys who are doing, who want to do more content,
yes,
we are here. But at least show us some consistency.
Angalia
msekama Ruthless Focus.
Yeah.
Okay, the guy from Mombasa. Yeah, alianza kufanya na phone.
Alianza kufanya na phone, by the way.
And he's still doing it until now. He's gotten his good numbers. And he's given, I think, YouTube 2023 Black, whatever. You know, he's got funding to boost his production, do awesome content. And that's fantastic.
It's good progress.
And
good
every progress. Other person, at least, wachana kuitisha platform. Sisi hatu kupewa platform.
Hatu kupewa platform. We worked our way up. Yeah.
But we will offer support and help where it's necessary. But show consistency. We are going to do what we call beneficial collaborations.
Yes.
Things that are very nice and awesome.
Because even for us, we are still growing.
Yes.
We are still growing.
We are still on a path to growth. So whatever little we can do, we will do it.
So.
Because it's only when we do this, Wakabi, if we bring all these other guys up, Dr. Dismantle.
Easy, our cabals.
Puengenge, cabal, mchingui, whatever. Tukieka tu biblo chini, ha!
100 days. Anyway, I hope this has been an insightful session.
Yes.
I've been your host, Eric Okabi.
Yes.
The na huyu jamaa mwingine wanamuitanga Bushman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bugario. I've been your host, your co-host, Ibrahim Toloi. IT. Najua nilikuwa nikitu IT.
IT.
Lakini ujiwapata ile story ya nilikuwa naitwaje kidj. Afu utaifanya.
Hiyo tafanya. By the way, I say. Yeah.
Mimi nimekuwa DJ by the way.
Ibrahim alikuwa DJ at some point in his life.
Serious. Kwa hii Nairobi. Serious, Wakabi. Serious.
Enye, hii Nairobi ukiona mtu bana.
Usinione hivi.
Pia medance kwa zile vitu za road show.
Hizo ni vitu za kawaida. Mimi hata nilikuwa recruited inaitwaje Sarakasi wakanikataa kwa sababu nilidance kushinda kila mse. Edu alikuwa ananiangalia via na shangaa.
Anyway guys, good night. Waka watch ball. It's over and out. See you next Monday.
Yes.
And look forward to the Toyota Allion review this Wednesday.
Fantastic.
We have a new car for Kanisa.
Yes.
The Mazda CX-8.
Yes. Watu wameulizia sana.
Interesting car to watch out for.
On Sunday.
The Kanisa segment.
Yes. The following Kanisa.
Utunawapatia Ford Ranger 2023.
My friend.
Iyo haija tolewa ile kitu.
Haija tolewa.
Hata karatasi ziko intact pale.
Muone mambo fresh.
Exclusive. Actually CX-8 is an exclusive review in Kenya.
Yes.
And the Ford Ranger 2023.
Definitely.
Sawa sawa. Over and out guys.
Over and out. Thank you. We love you back Maze. We love the support. Have a good night. Say hi to your wives, your girlfriends, your family.
Your families.
Your brothers. Waambie hii ndo conversation.
Na mkiona how?
Mwambie
Aya sawa, mbukwa sima hiyo kitu.
Sima hiyo kitu mbukwa, twende nyumbani. Hapo wamekasirika sasa hivi mzee. Waacha utaona ile vita utapigwa mani. Leo ni Monday. Utapigwa.